What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 400 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, Alex, we are continuing on with our war movie action month. These are movies that are set in some sort of military aspect to them. This is a movie from 2024. So we're actually doing a new movie. It's called Land of Bad. And yeah, I saw this at the theater earlier this year, and rewatching it, I feel like I feel like I saw this 2 years ago, because I was like, man, I remember seeing this, but I don't remember everything about it. This was a first time watch for you. Is that correct?
It is. And guess what? I found this on Netflix.
Yeah, that's right. It's on Netflix.
Yeah. So I got to see it, and I can't wait to talk about it.
And we're going to talk about it. And this is episode number 400. Look at us. I mean, 400 episodes. And of all the movies that we could have had, sometimes the schedule just works out where it's a movie that barely anyone saw. But we're going to let you know if it's worth checking out over on Netflix or not. Before we do, let me go ahead and give you the Rotten Tomato scores. These are very interesting. I'm going to be honest. Critics, this is fresh. It's a 67%. So it's not astronomical, but it's fresh. However, the audience score on this movie is 94%.
Wow.
Yes. So it's higher than The Dark Knight Rises. Anyway, 94%. Are you surprised with these numbers?
I'm super shocked. And not super shocked in terms of the film. I'm talking about in terms of critics to audience ratio. I am very shocked on those numbers.
Me too. I'm surprised at the audience score, because nobody saw this movie when it came out. Like it didn't make any money. It just sort of was out, and there was a blip, and then it was gone. It was one of the mystery movies that Regal did, and 94%. So maybe it's one of those movies that, you know, it'll gain a following later, or maybe it won't, because we're going to give you our opinion on this film.
Yeah, well, the crazy thing is, you're right. It did flop. The budget was $18.7 million for this movie.
Not bad
at all, but it only made $7
million. Yeah, exactly. That's not great.
No, it's not.
That's not great. But you know what? Maybe, you know, well, and also it's had a bad release as far as physical, because it only has a DVD. There was no Blu-ray for this. There's no 4K for this, which is weird. Yeah. And then it has digital, like, you know, it came out VOD and now it's on Netflix. So maybe it could be one of those movies that on Netflix it did well. You know, people discover movies through Netflix a lot of times.
That's true.
You never know. All right. We're going to go ahead and get into the review for this movie now. This was directed by someone named William Eubank. William Eubank, you might know him from his other films, such as Underwater. That was a good movie. Okay, so this guy directed Underwater with Kristen Stewart. Did you see that movie?
Is that the one with the alien underwater?
Yeah, it's like those weird aliens.
To be really honest with you, I thought that was a good movie.
It is good. No, it is good. I like that movie as well. Yeah. So this guy directed that.
Okay.
That's the only movie that I know that I've seen from him. So William Eubank directing, and of course stars Liam Hemsworth and Russell Crowe. I think we should score both of them as the leads, because they're kind of
they're mostly
working together
screen.
the whole movie. So you get to go first. What did you think of our lead character?
So Liam Hemsworth, I'm going to start off with Liam Hemsworth. I think the only movie I seen him in was Hunger Games. Wasn't he in Hunger Games?
Yeah, he's Gale.
Yes. Yeah, so he was in that movie. I thought he was okay there. He's not a leading man. And the crazy thing in this one, it helps him out that he's surrounded by good actors. Because like the other guys, the other four dudes, those are bloody, I mean, they're not known, like they're not big A-listers, but they're like B, right? Because it was like,
yeah, Milo Ventimiglia.
Son.
Yeah, right. Milo Ventimiglia. Yeah. And also his brother, Luke Hemsworth, is the other one, the first one who gets shot.
Really?
Yeah, that's the oldest Hemsworth.
I didn't even know that.
Yep.
The one that says that his family came in the helmet.
Yep. The one who gives him the little granola bar or whatever. That's his older brother, his real life older brother. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, so it's not big name there. But then the only big name you got is Russell Crowe. Which I guess he's like more the why people go see it. But Liam Hemsworth was really good. I thought he held his ground with the action sequences. I thought it was really good. I kind of like the character where he's kind of scared type, and then all of a sudden he has to like survival of the fittest throughout. So to me, I thought it worked very well. So with that said, I gave it a 4. I thought the character was great. I don't think it was perfect though.
Fair enough. Yeah, I agree with you in the sense of I don't find him as like a commanding leading guy. He just seems like diet Chris Hemsworth a lot of times. You know what I mean? Like I don't think he's a bad actor. I just don't think he's like the lead, like the guy type of scenario. You know, I like him as a supporting. I liked him in The Hunger Games. I liked him in Expendables 2, you know, and he's like the young guy and cool. I don't really have a problem with him, but like main action star. However, I do like what they did with him. He's like a tech guy. He does the drones. Yeah. So he's in the military, but he's not like the other guys are like fighters, like go out, shoot, kill. He's not that and gets put into that situation. So, you know, I thought he was good. I did like him. They give you some backstory, you know, him and Russell Crowe as Russell Crowe's kind of guiding him. They get to know each other a little bit. I think Russell Crowe's really good in this movie.
Yeah, actually. I thought it was a good role, but
yeah, I really like him. He plays a guy he's the guy in the chair, right? In all these movies where he's leading him through. I like his dynamic with the black girl where she asks him at the end to like walk her down the aisle and all that. Cool. Like, yeah, and he's really good. And his wife is pregnant. He has like 15 kids. He has 4 ex-wives, all this stuff. He wants them to watch the phone. I like everything that they do with Russell Crowe. He breaks the TV because of the basketball game. I agree with you, though. I gave them a 4. I think combined, they made for interesting dynamic. And you got one of them that is the guide and one of them that he's guiding that is trying to get through. And ultimately, Hemsworth kind of becomes a hero. You know, like he goes from being the guy who didn't eat his breakfast to saving, you know, other people in the thing. And yeah. I liked it. I thought the lead characters were good here. So I also gave them a 4. All right. Now, villain. So we got this guy. I have the list of characters up here. Okay. And I don't even know which one he is. Leader of the Abu Sayyaf. Robert Rabia as Saeed Hashimi, leader of the Abu Sayyaf rebels. Yes,
that's him.
Okay. Look at that. I had to look it up. What did you think of this guy?
Oh, he's good. He's good. And this is the reason why. He's a good villain. Movie starts off, you see they go to this compound that's like heavy, like fortified, right? And then woods and they scoopy. So it felt like kind of like a Call of Duty Ghost Recon type game. And you're like, ooh, kind of like this, AKA, or throw it to the universe. We should have a Call of Duty game by
this
now.
This movie is what a Call of Duty game or movie probably would be like.
Yeah. And yeah. I think it would make so much money if they do it right with a cast of great people. Anyway.
Yep.
Right. Gerard Butler as Jerry.
Uncle Jerry. Sergeant Jerry.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. You have the Australian force led by Hugh Jackman, right?
Hugh Jackman,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and then you have, like, the French guy. It could be your boy from the Professional.
What's, if it's Call of Duty, they got to have the Spetsnaz. The German or whatever.
Anyway.
Always in there.
All jokes aside. Yeah, so he has a compound. The guy goes to visit some other dealer. I don't know who the hell he was. All I know is he takes over, chops his wife's head off or girlfriend's head off, about to do the kid. These guys go into action because they're like, I'm not about to let this kid get his head chopped off in front of my eyes. And I was like, yeah, they went into battle. The movie takes place. I mean, actually, the movie goes off from right that point on into the entire ending of the movie. It worked very well. He killed the other guy. He stand there. He said his thing, shot one of the main dude, Rocky's son. I was like, oh man, that kind of sucks. It was needed for the characters to get all wild up. He's smacking him around. He's drowning him before airstrikes are about to drop. I thought that worked. I think as a villain, he did everything as a villain. He killed the good guys, technically he didn't fight, but he gets killed by the good guy at the end. So honestly, I gave him a 5. I think he fits that cartel type character in this movie. And I got him very angry and I'm including the other guys too that were shooting at them.
Yeah.
So like at the same time. So yeah.
Makes sense. I gave it a 4.
Okay.
I agree with everything you said. I didn't even know his name. I wasn't quite sure. And also I was never quite sure of specifically what they were doing. Mm. You know, like they're at the compound. He's getting that guy. They kill the lady. What is that guy? Why do they need him? I was unclear a lot of times. And they kind of talk about it when they're like flying in, but even then it's like, I'm a little confused. I just like a little bit more clear understanding of what the bad guys are doing. So that's really the only markdown, because other than that, you're right. This dude, I mean, any movie where you cut a lady's head off with a sword right there, was ready to chop off a kid's head if they didn't shoot him, murders a bunch of people, gets his hands dirty. He does a fight in the little tunnel thing. Plus, I also did, like you said, I also factored in the force that they're fighting against. And these guys are just, I mean, they're like, they know the land, they know the terrain.
Yeah.
They're formidable. It's tough. No, it's not easy. It's 4 on 100. And, you know, the odds work against our heroes. I liked it. So I gave him a 4. I thought the villain element in this movie, it would have been a 5 for me if I knew his name and if I knew what he was doing. But even without, I still gave it a 4. because they are, and they also get that. Remember when the helicopter comes to pick them up, and they're like, "Nope," and they start shooting rockets at it, and they're like, "You're stuck here, brother.
Yeah.
You're stuck here, not Thor. You're staying with us." So, yeah, I thought they were very good. All right, here's what we're all here for, and this is the reason I put this movie on here, because I remember there being a lot of action. So, what did you think of the action?
Oh, this action is amazing. I thought this. I mean, for a low budget movie, this thing has some good action sequences, and I kind of liked it. I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, the minute they interfered with the kids about to with the kid about to get his head chopped off, and they interfered, this movie just went straight action war type. Let me get the hell out of here type war movie, and I liked it. I love the drone sequences when he was like, missile in 20 seconds. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, boom. I was like, this thing is dope. Liam Hemsworth doing his action sequences. Like I said, he's not like the typical like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Stallone type action hero, because the character is a tech, but he holds his ground and he learned his training. Like the guy said, he goes, you know your training? And he was like, just give me a gun. And I was like, dope, but not like the other guys. My man Rocky's son, when he came with the hoodie, and he took the dude's pistol and he took them all out in 2 seconds. Loved it. Running through the woods, loved it. The sequence that you said with the helicopter when they're about to extract them, and it was just mayhem. I mean, there was bullets all over the place, and I loved it that it went from dust to a little bit dark, because we got to see the bullets flying, hitting the airplane. Yeah. It made it more visually appealing, because sometimes when they do scenes like that with the helicopter coming down in its daytime and they're shooting, it's kind of like hiding it because you really don't know. You just see the pings coming off the helicopter.
Yeah.
But with the nighttime, I guess it adds another element to it, because you're like, holy shit, you just see bullets just hitting, like flying, going bing, bing, bing. And then you see him running through the woods and you see the shards of bullets flying, the 50 calibers.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. Ending sequence was really good. And like I said, I'll let you go with more. I gave it a 5.
Yeah. For eight, it's especially impressive that this was only $18 million budget.
Yeah.
Because two things they did in this movie that I loved. One, the drone, not just the drone. So you have the drone in the movie, but they use the drone to capture footage. And you remember when we did Ambulance with Michael Bay and you didn't love some of the drone when he used the drone?
Yeah, it wasn't
that. The way they use it in this movie, this dude flew it through an explosion. And I was like, see, now we're talking. Throw me in that explosion. It's like whipping around. The only way you could get that shot is with a drone. And I thought they didn't use it too much. It's maybe 3 scenes.
Yeah.
But he used it very well. And number two, this movie has real explosions in it. Not CGI. It's not CGI fire. They blew stuff up. And I love when they blow stuff up. Like, this is kind of classic action movie making. Take something, go in the woods where you're not going to kill anybody, and blow it up. That's exactly what they did. So you get the real explosions. You get some cool drone shots. You get shooting, which, again, I've said it a million times. Not my favorite. However, in the military aspect, I understand it. Because how else are you going to, a modern day war movie. What are you going to do? Throw, swords at each other. So it's fine. But like you said, I like the way that you could see the bullets, especially on like the 50 cal. The helicopter escape scene is one of the best. They also have hand to hand when they're in the house at the end.
Yeah.
When they go back and they're doing like martial arts fights in the kitchen. And that was cool. So you get a nice diverse mix of gunplay, explosions, big missiles, rockets, and hand-to-hand knives, stuff like that. I gave it a 5. I remember walking out and being like, dang, this has some of the best action this year, like 2024. I don't even, it probably still is up there, maybe number one, at least top two.
You might be right.
What else that came out this year? Yeah, Bad Boys. Bad Boys had good action, but this might be better. I mean, if you watch them side to side, this might be better. And it, it had one-tenth of the budget.
Yeah, you might be right, because Bad Boys has, car chases. They had more throughout in small spurts. This one, just literally within 20 minutes into the film, you're going right into gun firing.
Yeah. It might be. We have to look back at the end of the year and say, wow, when we do our action movie guy awards for best action of 2024, this might be up there.
Beekeeper
was very good too. Yeah. There's some candidates. This was a surprise. Those are kind of like expected, and this was like, dang.
No, this is really good action.
Like, William Eubank, shout out to this guy.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Oh, I can't, because that's late, and that's 2 episodes late before. I was like, Black Hawk Down. I was gonna say, if you really look this movie to Black Hawk Down, this one might have really. I think it's up there with that Ridley Scott movie.
Yeah, and we're gonna be covering that in a couple of episodes. Yeah. But I don't disagree with you. It's nonstop. There's like like once it gets going, your only pauses are when you go back to Russell Crowe and his whole thing. Other than that, this dude is just literally doing action the whole time. All right, let's talk about the storyline here. What did you think of that?
Okay, so I don't think it's a perfect storyline. I gave it a 4. I thought it was great. It got me engaged into it. I didn't talk much about Russell Crowe, but I kind of liked his character a lot. Like, he's really into his job. He's like, you're not taking me out of this fucking seat. And I was like, oh my God. Like, he's really into his job. He wanted him to survive. He didn't want him to die. My favorite scene of this movie, and I know I have like the actions or whatever. Not that. My favorite scene, and the guy did it so well, because for some people, it might be boring. It might be like, man, why the hell they could have cut these scenes out? You didn't need this in the movie. My favorite scene, Nate, is when he's shopping at the supermarket.
Oh, and he gets to get the vegan cheese.
Yeah, the vegan stuff. He goes, hey, do you know what's going on? And while that's happening, you see my man's going through all this hell and like, I got to stop the airstrike. And I'm like, the intense of that scene, like I was in all on the edge of my seat. And I'm like, it's a dumb scene because he's literally a fat Russell Crowe buying vegan food in supermarket. And you're just like, oh my God. But I loved it how he hung up the phone because he's like, I don't pick up unknown numbers. I don't either. When I see unknown, I don't pick it up because I was like, okay, cool. But then when he's standing there and he had that smart ass remark, he said, oh, you can just cut the line. Okay, sure.
Oh, the girl, yeah. That was so pissed me off. She just goes right in front of him. I'm like, oh,
I know how that feels when you go to like a Target or Walmart and someone cuts in front. You're like, what the hell? Like, I wasn't standing here.
I'm invisible then. I don't know what happened there. And she's like, what?
Yeah. And he was like, oh, no, nothing. And then he heard the thing. And then from there on, he's running in his car. I loved it. Oh, man, dude. I loved it. I thought Russell Crowe was a big element to this movie. Not the fact that my man would have to do survival of his fittest. I think Russell Crowe's part in this entire thing is what made this movie really good. To me, everybody else can say the other stuff, but to me, I think Russell Crowe's so, him and his partner, I gotta say, because the girl was really good too in this. So yeah, the storyline, where it comes to the storyline, I feel like it's a little not generic, because we have other movies that we reviewed on this channel that had the kind of the same similar thing, right?
Yeah. Behind Enemy Lines, just the other week.
Yeah. Behind Enemy Lines, you had Rambo 4, which he's in the Somalia thing. He had to run away from them going through the woods and everything. So there's a lot of, but this was a unique way of telling that story in a unique way. And I gave it kudos for it. So I gave it a 4 and I was entertained for it with it.
Okay, fair enough. I'll be the jerk. Not really. I mean, I gave it a 3. I think it's good. No, it's I think it bad. Is good. Yeah, yeah. No, I think it's good. I just, my issues was what I was explaining with the villains. There's some stuff that I'm unclear on. I wish I knew specifically what these guys are doing, why they're doing it, why these guys are going to get a little bit better told. Other than that, I did like the writing between like the characters. Like I like the camaraderie of the guys. I love Russell Crowe and the other girl. Like I like their dynamic and him within his job with his like the guy, his superior. Like I do like all that stuff. I think it's good, but it is familiar. I think that's kind of where you were going. Like it's familiar. If it's not exactly the same as certain other movies, it's like the brother of a lot of other movies. Literally, if they called this Behind Enemy Lines a remake, it would work. Like, it's the same. Yeah. They're trapped. This guy's trying to get him out. He's moving it, and he's got to escape, and blah, blah, blah. So, there's similarities, but they're not exactly the same. You're right. It has uniqueness to it. It is just a little familiar. Like, I was like, I've seen this or stuff like it before. Even another movie we're going to be doing coming up, similar. So it's not the fault of the movie. Like, just I guess this storyline works for these kind of movies pretty well. And then it just comes down to if you like the characters and stuff like that, which I did. But I gave it a 3. I think it's good. All right, what is your overall score for the movie?
Okay, so because you said it, it's familiar. So I had to deduct points on that. Other than that, it's a 4. This movie's great. I don't think personally, I don't think it's a good movie. I think this is a great movie. And I'll be the first one to tell you people, I would be picking this up on 4K if there was a 4K. Right. Like, I didn't know it was a DVD. Like, I hope it comes. I believe they're going to come out with a 4K on this. Maybe not now, but maybe a boutique label will come out with it. Right. Since Netflix, maybe it has great numbers. People are putting their eyes going, wow, this movie's good. Because there's movies out there that are getting 4Ks that are horrible. So
that's true.
You can't help me with that one. So with that said, I gave it a 4. I thought this was a great film.
Yeah, I actually agree. And when I left the theater, I was like, dang, I was literally I think there was 4 people in my theater. And I was like, this movie's really good. Is it groundbreaking? No. Is it super inventive? No, but is it a good war action movie? Heck yeah. And that's, you know, that's all you can ask for a movie like this with this kind of title, with this kind of cast. I think the acting is really good. Milo Ventimiglia is really good as the leader of the group. Russell Crowe really gives a performance. Like he didn't phone it in. He's really acting in this. And again, for an $18 million budget, it has some really great action scenes. I gave it a 4 as well. I think it's a really good movie with really good action, and it's under, it'll go down as, I think it'll stay this way too. I think it'll be one of those perennially underrated movies where a lot of people haven't seen it, didn't watch it. And then one day you'll tell your friend, hey, have you seen Land of Bad? And then they'll watch it and they'll be like, hey, that movie was good. You know what I mean? It's just going to be one of those underrated movies. I think it didn't make a hit. It wasn't a big box office success. It doesn't even have a Blu-ray. Like I said, you know, I think a lot of eyeballs aren't on it. However, if people did watch it, I think they would like it because I think it's a good movie. So I also gave it a 4. What is your total point?
It's a 22 out of a 25.
Very good. I have a 20 out of a 25. So yeah, this is a surprising movie. If you have not seen Land of Bad, if you're listening to this, trust me, it's worth your time, especially if you like action movies. If you're listening to this, you like action movies. So go on, if you have Netflix, it is on Netflix. Otherwise, you have to rent it or you can buy a DVD of it. But they really need to get on a better release because the movie looks good. I don't want to watch it on DVD. So I streamed it as well. I did not. I streamed it on Vudu. I rented it in 4K. It looks great. It looks fantastic. So, but if you have Netflix, it's on there. Check it out. Okay, here's what we got coming up. Next episode, we're starting a new franchise. So we are going to be starting the Mortal Kombat franchise. We're only going to be doing Mortal Kombat. Well, there's only three feature-length movies. Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, and then Mortal Kombat, which is the remake. Or the reboot. Not a remake, it's a reboot. We're going to be starting with the original 1995 Mortal Kombat. And then after that, we are continuing on with our war movie month with one Alex mentioned. We're going to be doing Ridley Scott's Black Hawk Down. So keep an eye out for those episodes coming up.
All right, guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you guys could go to youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe, hit, throw some comments there, hit likes on your favorite episodes. And of course, Geeks and Flicks are now Instagram is Geeks, the letter N, Flicks, and also on TikTok, Geeks, the letter N, Flicks. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.